We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we are back at 8 o'clock this morning, ladies and gentlemen. And if you turn this show off in the next hour, you are making a fatal mistake.
Fatal?
In this hour, I am going to play for you the magic of Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson as they explored why Jesus Aguilar was rested yesterday after playing one inning. And also in this hour, Al, and I'm going to bring Avery in on this because it's part of her demographic, in an effort to curtail sexual activities at the Olympic Games, the people in the Olympic Village, Al, are going to have to sleep on cardboard beds.
Oh, this for the virus?
No. It is strictly for keeping people away from one another.
Oh.
Because as you know, Al, they distribute thousands and thousands of condoms. You've been at those events.
Right.
A lot of that Olympic Village is like a big cat house.
Remember John LeClaire sat on the chair and broke it?
Yes, exactly. So we will explore, Al, whether or not a cardboard bed will discourage two randy teenagers from going at
it. It's a lot of paper cuts, Al.
But on the line, actually in right in the area where there was trouble this week, giving us reports on the Phillies, the Eagles, and what happened in D.C. is the great John Stolness, who is host of the Phillies podcast Hitting Season, Eagles podcast Eye on the Enemy, and a writer for The Good Fight and Bleeding Green Nation. John, how are you today?
Good, guys. How you doing?
John, tell us what went down Saturday night in D.C.
You know, it must have been really scary to be in the stands there that night. It sounded like there was no way to tell whether or not those shots were being fired from inside the stadium or outside the stadium. So all you hear is pop, 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 and everybody starts running. There's people who are ducking under seats, and you see players running out of Padres' dugout, running into the stands to get people, their family members into the dugout, and fans are in there. I mean, it's not something you expect to have happen to you when you attend a sporting event. I thought most of the fans, and it seems like security and everybody else handled it really well, and thank goodness it didn't happen inside the stadium.
John, was the incident outside the stadium in any way related to the game or the people in the game?
No. There were people inside. It was two different cars just outside the third base entrance to the stadium. There was a woman who was at the game who was waiting outside for an Uber to take her home, and she was one of the three people injured. The other two people injured were people in one of the cars that police were able to track down and find later. But, you know, it had nothing to do with the baseball game whatsoever.
All right, John, did they catch the people that were doing the shooting?
In one of the cars, yes. The second car, at least as of this morning, police were still looking for the other car that was involved in the shooting.
And, John, do they know what caused this incident to happen?
Not yet. I mean, it's just, I think, part of some of the issues that we're seeing in cities with rising crime. And, you know, it's, I think, just a shooting between two different automobiles. There doesn't seem to be any real motive for it just yet.
I want you to know how accurate Mr. John Stolness is. As he was describing the gunshots, Al, he had the correct count. Six of them. And I want you to just hear, John, in your life, have you ever heard during a broadcast, this is actually the Padres broadcast, Actually, was it the Padres broadcast? All right, whatever it was. I want you to hear. You can literally hear the six shots while they're doing the game. Listen closely.
Padres put three more on the board. 8-4.
John, do you ever hear anything like that in your life?
Nope, I haven't. I'm lucky to say that I have never heard anything like that before in my life. And wow. I don't know that I would have known exactly. I mean, fireworks, when you're at the beach and somebody's setting off fireworks right outside your beach house. But other than that, I can't think of anything comparable.
And I'll tell you what, the people associated with the game, Dave Martinez, the manager of the Nationals, some of the stars on the Padres, Tatis, Machado, those guys handle that great. They actually took a leadership role to try to calm people down and protect them. I thought they were terrific in the way they handled that.
No, they really were. And Dave Roberts, you know, he was asked, you know, whether the people that were in the Nats clubhouse that came from the stands that were getting protected, whether they were family members. And Roberts said, yeah, of course they're family. They're our fans. And so that's obviously a very, very cool and a very gracious thing for him to say. And, you know, Padres players looking out for everybody, you know, I mean, you hope that that's what happens when you have a moment like that, is that people rise to the occasion, and it seemed like a number of people did that.
All right, let's get to the mundane sports issues. The Phillies are contenders, aren't they, John?
Oh, boy.
They're two out. What do you mean?
Come on, John.
They're two games out of first.
I just have been burned by this team. They have won four straight series. And I think that's great. They're beating some good competition.
The schedule
lightens up, and so yes, they are in as good a position as they have been really since the beginning of the 2019 season. And so there's definitely reason to feel good about the team. They're relatively healthy. I think now they have to take advantage of the fact that the schedule lightens up them. They have had so much trouble over these last few years beating the bad teams. They've done okay against good teams. They've had trouble beating the bad teams. Now, they took 3 out of 4 from a Marlins team that has had their number over the last few years. I hope that's a good sign. If we can keep everybody healthy, yes, this team definitely has a chance to chase down the Mets, who are without Jacob deGrom and Francisco Lindor for a while. Their schedule gets really tougher. I think they have the fourth hardest schedule in the National League, and the Phillies have one of the easiest schedules. This is their opportunity. This is their time to hunt down the Mets and really put some distance between themselves. Are they a contender to win the National League East? Yes,
right.
They absolutely are.
So that's all, Kara. So now we get to the real question. Because except for two games against the dead Yankees, the Phillies are home till the trade deadline. Problem, they're near the luxury tax.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to go over it? Will they get the approval? Dave Dombrowski is a GM. Will he get the green light from John Middleton to spend whatever it takes, go over the luxury tax, don't worry about it?
Yeah, and that's the big question, isn't it? I mean, and John Middleton has always said he'd be willing to go over the luxury tax if they were a player away from being World Series contenders. And based on the fact that they have this big payroll, they have a good lineup that is now actually hitting most nights. The lineup, when fully healthy, is a good lineup. I know John Heyman tweeted that the Phillies were reportedly interested in Starling Marte to some degree. Can you imagine putting him in center field and getting that lineup together like that?
I love him. He's awesome. All right, Marte, do I need a closer too?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
If I get those two, that's going to put me way over the tax, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think John Middleton's got to do it. I mean, this is the second longest playoff drought in Major League Baseball. If the fans are not going to, and you can't make improvements with your prospects. They don't have great prospects. So the only way to improve the team is to absorb some salaries from other teams. And Middleton has to do it. He has to do it. He cannot let an opportunity to go to the postseason pass by without going over the luxury tax, which again, for Middleton as a first time offender, it would be a small, minuscule, like $4 million, $5 million tax for this year. That's nothing compared to what the rest of the roster costs.
Beautifully stated, the pressure's on, Stallings put around. One last thing, John. It's really bugging me because they brought it up on the broadcast. Do you have any theory as to why Jesus Aguilar, leading the National League in RBIs, was rested yesterday after the one-inning resumption of Saturday night's game?
Well, that was a really stressful inning, Angelo. I mean, I don't have any reason for that, any understanding for that. I mean, we've seen players get off days, you know, when they've played a bunch of games in the previous days, and it was just possible that they had a scheduled off day for him on Sunday.
No, they just had the All-Star break.
Maybe he's going to be traded. No,
they just had the All-Star break 3 days ago.
I wonder if he's been, like, going to be traded.
No.
No. No.
Maybe he had an upset tummy.
No, listen. I picture this. It's a guy with thick glasses and a pocket protector, and he runs in and he goes, no, you can't. Don Mattingly, you have to sit Jesus the second game. He's exhausted. He had to stand out at first base for 3 outs. Stupid.
It's possible his swing path didn't match up with Zach Wheeler's
That's what it was. All right, let me get to the Eagles, all right? Right mm-hmm. now, I want to take your temperature, Stalness. I want to take your temperature on the Philadelphia Eagles. You're mm-hmm. feeling good thoughts or bad thoughts? What are you feeling right now a week before camp?
You know, I'm not feeling bad thoughts about the Eagles, but I'm not feeling like they're going to be a playoff team this year either. I think as the offseason has gone along, I'm talking myself into them being maybe somewhat closer to 500, but I don't see this as being a team that's really going to do much this year. I really do think that there are some big holes on the roster. There is a lot of promise with the skill position players on offense at wide receiver. They could have a good wide receiver set up there, but we have to see Jalen Reagor take a step forward. We have to see if Travis Fulgham is going to play. You know, we have to see what is Miles Sanders going to do. Is he going to be an option receiving the ball out of the backfield? And I still have big concerns about the secondary and about the linebacker spot and their ability to stop people this year. So, you know, I think this will be a more watchable team than last year's team. But again, it all rests on Jalen Hurts.
That's the marketing campaign. Marketing campaign. Watch the Eagles this year. They're more watchable. No, listen to me, Stalness. This is going to get personal now.
All right.
How do you feel about the football knowledge of Al Morganti?
There you go.
Al's a brilliant football mind. I've always
you do? All right, Al, what are the Eagles going to finish this year?
11 wins, first place.
Right, Al hasn't done the math. It's 11-6 now because there's 17 games
on. I didn't.
All right, fine. 11 wins. Do you think Al's a stumbling idiot, John? Because it doesn't sound like you're anywhere near 11.
Well, I don't know that I'd say stumbling idiot, Angelo. I mean,
he's got that's good balance.
A harsh assessment there. I mean, I disagree with Al's assessment. I'd love to see it, but I just the way Al's number turns out right is if Jalen Hurts is a star. Right. And really, that's what it comes down to.
Got a receiver.
All right, I got two other names I want to run by you. What's going to happen to Zach Ertz? He's still on the roster. We got a week before camp. What's going to happen?
You know, it feels like he's going to be on this team, doesn't
good.
It?
Good. I really, hope so. Please.
Yeah. They would have traded him by now, I would have thought, unless there's an injury to some contender at the tight end position where they come to the Eagles and say, yes, we'll give you what you want. I feel like Zach Ertz is going to be on this team.
All right. And finally, true or false, John Stalness. Is the next big superstar in Philadelphia sports Devontae Smith?
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt. He's the one guy on the offensive skill position list that I really feel confident about. He has all the makings of a star, both with his ability to make plays on the field, and it seems like his work ethic and everything about him, how his intelligence is just off the charts. I love this guy. It was a brilliant pick, and it sounds like he's going to be the guy.
John Stalness does it all. John, great report on DC. I appreciate all your great stuff. Thanks, John.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
He is, again, Al, a superstar in my eyes.
Yes.
Now, here again, if you missed my announcement, starting tomorrow, because of our last week we had a show on complaints, and then I got a lot of different kind of suggestions, and one of them was, let's crown the greatest caller of all time on the show. And now we are going to release tomorrow a field of 16. They will be seeded. I will seed them since I've been here the whole time. And unlike you, Al, I've been paying attention.
Okay.
And then we will have people vote by the hour, 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15, until we get it all the way down to the finals. for the greatest
caller.
Will there
be any veto? You're not going to have veto power.
There's no vetoes. Ladies and gentlemen, listen closely.
Watch this.
What we have always done in the show and continue to do.
Watch this.
Is have a 100% democracy.
I can't. But this is
if a vote goes against the way the people who run this show feel, too bad for those people.
Right.
The fans will have the ultimate say in this. We will have no input after the seating of the people.
This could be
Jonesy,
worse.
Do you believe that?
No.
What do you mean no?
I don't.
You're supposed to say yes.
I don't believe it.
You have my devout word. You know what? Ava wouldn't let me toy.
We'll
with
have
these
more
things.
Recounts than Arizona.
Yes, I'm not going to say that half an hour into the first vote. I don't say, you got to give more votes to Shirley. That kind of thing. I'm not going to say I won't try to lobby.
Be a dangling Chad somewhere.
But ultimately, the people will have their say without my involvement.
Right.
You with me, Ava? Ava, give
you're not
everybody.
You're not going to be able to do it anyway,
thank
honestly.
You.
Because, I mean, you can influence all you want on air, but we will have the Twitter questions already up there. So people have a choice. It's either one or the other.
She's right. Grumpy today.
Al, I think it's pretty clear. One of the 16 contestants.
You're going to make Trump seem compliant.
One of the 16 contestants that will be on the list tomorrow is a man who has contributed to this show for pretty much the entirety of it.
Yeah.
The incredible Kenny from the 30-30.
He's excellent.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, good morning. I just got up at 8, so I'm just hearing this for the first time.
No,
so
you're going
you
to be
much.
In there for sure. You've been a major contributor for many years.
He's been listening since Al started talking 2.5 hours
ago. No, he did not. Kenny, in your eyes, as a brilliant caller, do you know who's been the best?
The best recently or the best overall
the best
since 1990?
Over. From 1990 to now. Best
Well, I'd
call.
Have to say it was Arnie.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Certainly a high consideration.
Smart man, Kenny.
But how can you ignore some of the other greats, including Kenny himself?
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought. Hey, Kenny, you had thought you wanted to share what happened in D.C.?
You know, I go down there for a game at least twice a year. A bunch of my college buddies live in D.C. And right across from the third base entrance is this great taco and tequila bar. And it's an outdoor place that we sit there all the time. That's exactly where that thing happened.
All right, it's not, you don't feel in danger there. It's an okay area. It's fine.
It's a great area. Now, before they built the stadium, that was like the worst area in D.C. But then they built that stadium and they gentrified it. And there's high-end restaurants and the condos there go for $500,000 a piece. And the whole Navy District is along the water has been been improved. And it's just a great happening scene down there. And to have that happen, I mean, that'd be like akin to that happening in Society Hill. Or that happening in Chestnut Hill, I mean, like where you live.
You know, it's just, really? We don't have a stadium. You know, I'm not even sure if we do. Can I be honest?
Yeah, Norwood Bonbon across the street from your house.
You know what's weird, Kenny? You don't live in Chestnut Hill, and I do. And I guarantee you know it way better than I do.
Yeah, well.
I'm a recluse.
Well, there's a farmer's market.
Where?
Chestnut Hill.
Seriously?
I'm sure your wife knows about it.
Who knows?
Gail knows.
I know there seem to be some nice new homes on my street. It's as far as I go.
Long walk.
Kenny, do you remember a big trade like that Flyers deal this past weekend? Do you remember a great one you want to mention here?
The trade that will always kill me is Larry Boa, Ryan Sandberg, Von Dehesu, we gave away Ryan Sandberg in a trade.
Ryan Sandberg trade, Rhea, put it down.
Yes.
It was not his time as a manager, which is highly forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
As a player, he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame player, we handed him to the other team.
A lot of these trades we're mentioning didn't go the way
you wanted. I'm noticing now there were not that many great ones that we made. But Keith Jones, to reaffirm, did the Flyers make a great trade this
weekend?
They
made an excellent trade. They will be a better team when the season starts.
And Ryan Ellis, will he enjoy living in Philadelphia more than Nashville?
He's out of that dump.
Thank you.
But he won't admit it.
Sean is on live from Wilmington. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Ash. How you doing this morning?
I'm great, Sean. How you feeling?
You know how I'm feeling, inebriated.
Oh, had a nice night.
Wow.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. I've never had a call. It. So I used. How would I know that you are currently inebriated, Sean?
Because every time I call, I am. Can I talk to Jonesy real quick?
Absolutely.
Hey, Jonesy, have you ever broadcast in England?
I have never broadcast in England.
If you did, you'd be known as Jonesy the Ripper.
Is that a friend of Jack's?
All right, please keep in mind, Sean is making this call while blowing a 1.4.
No, Jack's off.
All right.
Okay, now listen, I got a candidate. She's not really the best, but she deserves to be on that list.
All right, who?
That Bryce Harper, he's a sweetheart.
All right, get out.
Linda from Mayfair.
No, I got, in all honesty, what I did there was unprofessional.
Al
immediately acknowledged at the beginning of his call he was inebriated, and I continued the call.
At least he's truthful.
That is not, boys and girls, that is bad broadcast. All right, that is, and I'm glad I did it for a reason. I had a reason.
What was the reason?
Because when we come back, I'm going to let you hear great broadcasting. Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson handling the incredible story that the number one RBI guy in the National League was not playing the second game because he had played one inning in the first one.
Yeah, that was a tough inning.
Al, these guys, I'm driving home and I'm listening. And I'm going, you can't. You know what? There's no script there. These are two guys that play off each other so naturally.
Oh.
And you know what? I'm listening there, Al, that I am no good at. Subtlety.
Those
guys are subtle. And I have never learned the art of subtlety.
Oh, they right.
I listened to the rundown play yesterday, and they were L.A. was so upset about the way they managed that. He is awesome.
L.A. is a baseball purist watching a game played the way it annoys him every single day.
It's a grumpy attitude.
It's
I love
fascinating.
It.
It's awesome. Ava, question of the day.
Yes, it's brought to you by Arm & Cadillac. The all-new 2021 Escalade has arrived. Thinking Escalade, think Arm & Cadillac. Great people, great price, armandcadillac.com. Do you think Phillies owner John Middleton will go over the luxury tax threshold before the trade deadline? 66% say no.
Wow. He is, Al, you thought they'd be on the yes side. Yeah. They don't trust him anymore. Lost them.
How far over are you going?
Way over.
Well, not really. How far are you into the season? They're not even going to have a season. Well, why not go over?
As far as it takes.
You don't.
Because you're right. Next season,
you don't know what's
going to
be. By the time they play,
the rules might be entirely different. There might not be a luxury tax.
Really?
Think about it, John. Pry loose the billfold. Use some of that cigar money. 215-592-9494. We also got coming back. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear this stuff. It's great. And you're also out. I have Jason from the Dirty 30, who often does addresses to the fans. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to make his pitch to be on there. And I see Eagle Shirley, Simon John. A lot of people already lobbying for position before the big contest. Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports Time, 822.
Like Summer Fridays? Well, you're going to love Summer Mondays at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. With BetMGM's Money Monday Club, a $10 free bet will automatically be added to your account when you place a total of $50 in wagers between Monday and Sunday. That's right, you'll wake up to a $10 free bet every Monday just for betting $50 during the previous 7 days. It's easy. Simply take advantage of BetMGM's boosted odds specials, unique parlay offers, daily promotions, and live betting action. When you wager total reaches $50, you're guaranteed to receive a $10 free bet to use any way you'd like. Download the BetMGM app or visit BetMGM.com to sign up and get rewarded for your bets every week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!